Adesso abbiamo 10 minuti per una discussione. Se qualcuno vuole iniziare.
Perhaps more for meditation than for discussion.
Thank you very much for this wonderful presentation. I'd like to ask about, since you are also a sociologist or formation in sociology, what do you think would be the role of charisma in this process, in the process of responding to a situation that we, you know, it is very difficult. Well, we can identify culprits, but the real issue are not the culprits. The real issue is what is happening in our world so that we find ourselves in a world that is not doesn't come out of our command. It is not the way we perhaps wish it would be. But always throughout history, there have been the great figures. You know, of course, we leave Jesus at the side here, but Francis of Assisi, Ignatius of Loyola, so many others. Those people, men and women, answered particular situations that were very difficult, very challenging for faith and for society because it was great confusion, etc., etc. Now, in the face of the diagnosis that you made, in the face of the hope that you expressed of a church that can become, that becomes a space for hope and liberation and transformation, what do you think is, or could be, or perhaps must be, the role of those special people that perhaps are going to be identified with some kind of trauma, are going to be strange, and yet might push us ahead and bring us into the promised land of a better church, and therefore of a better society? So that will be is my question. So what do you see a role for charisma in the present situation of our world and our society? Thank you.
Thank you very much. I think, yes, the charisma is the threads to transgress the boundaries, open the doors, to create a new space. It was throughout the whole history of the church, and and also the virtue of courage, which is also charismatic. Right? This virtue of courage, and I think this openness of the church is our task for the future. The Pope Benedict brought an idea to create this place, courtyard for the Gentiles, which was a nice idea to broaden this space of the temple of the church. But I think now we are in a different position. And for me, it's a great inspiration of what Pope Francis said just a day before his elections, and that in the Gospel and the Apocalypse, the Jesus knocked on the door, and Francis said he knocks on the door from inside, from other part. He want to go outside, and we must follow him. So sometimes this classical temple structure of the church is destroyed, like was the temple of Jerusalem. But it was the time when some streams in Judaism have found a new interpretation of the Bible and create this Judaism, which is till now, and parallel, the young Christianity was also the alternative hermeneutics of the Bible and create a new path And I think we are in a very similar way. And I'm thinking also about this courage of St. Paul to transgress the boundaries of the classical Judaism and to open and to go to the Gentiles and so. Sometimes I've got also this Eastern, I have this fascinating idea then the women's in the Easter morning came to the empty tomb and heard the question, why do you seek the living among the dead? Go to Galilee. And I think we are in a very similar position. We are in the, by the empty grave. Don't seek the living in the place of the dead. Go to Galilee. And I think our task is to discover the Galilee of today when we can encounter the living Jesus. And I think these nuns, these seekers, they are the Galilee of today. And we should go there and discover the Jesus, the living Jesus, who is there. I think the resurrection is the process which is going throughout the history. And like the river which came out in the personal conversion and also in time of reformation, our Christian task is to discover Jesus, to seek him and discover him in his anonymity. He's coming to us as the pilgrim on the way to Emmaus. He is showing his wounds, and we recognize him among his wounds. And so, and I think this is our task, not to stay in the splendid isolation, to go outside, to go to Galilee of today, and to seek and discover Jesus in his anonymous presence. And we need great charisma for this. We need the help of the... it is not possible without the force of the Holy Spirit and his inspiration, of course.
Your talk resonates very much what... sociologists of religion like Peter Berger and Thomas Luckmann wrote many years ago, where they predicted the demise of religion, but those predictions were denied because religion somehow comes back with a vengeance. Their book was one of them, the Sacred Canopy, and others. Don't you think that this return of spirituality is a this zeitgeist could be also an area where the Holy Spirit is also working?
Yes, in my last book, The Afternoon of Christianity, which is now translated in Polish and German, and will be also in Italian. I use the metaphor which Carl Gustav Jung used for the human life. There's a morning, there is some darkness at noon, a crisis of the noon, and then the afternoon is a time for maturity. And I think something similar is in the history of the church. The pre-modern church was this morning, the time for building the institutional structures, the doctrinal structures. Then came the secularization, modernity, atheization, this noonday crisis. And I think we are on the threshold of the afternoon of Christianity. And there will be a new form. And this noonday crisis, this secularization, did not destroy religion, but transform it. And I think the two forms of religion are visibly present in our world. One is the religion as a political ideology, as identity, as a cool of identity. No? It is this radical Islam, but also some forms of Christianity misusing by the politicians. And the other form is this spirituality, but this spirituality is mostly outside of our tradition and outside of our, and we should also to, and there is also a danger that this spirituality will be commercialized and bagatellization and so on. The market is very very sensitive, and the market knows, yes, they are now the thirst for spirituality, and there is on this religious market or spiritual market, there are many forms of the very so superficial spirituality, the esoterics and so on. But it is the challenge for us to discover the new form of the Christian spirituality, the new learning of the new reading of the great figures like John of the Cross and the mystics. And so I think in the Middle Age, the form of Christianity was this religio, to the forced uniting the society. Then in the modern age, it was this worldview. But I think now the religion was derived from the verb religio, to put together again. But I think in this afternoon of Christianity, there will be a religio which is connected with the other sense of religio, relegere, to read again, to new hermeneutics, to relectire, the relectire of our tradition, and also the new hermeneutics of the science of the time. And I think it's our task. This I call this chirology, to the hermeneutics of this decisive moments in society, in culture, also the crisis, they are always the challenge. And I think we need this this art of recognizing discernment, spiritual discernment. It is the Jesuit spirituality, and we need this, especially the discernment of the spirit, the hermeneutics of current history, society, culture. And I think this is the challenge for this spirituality, which is not something outside of the world, but which is the strength for our inner life, but also for our activity in the world.